Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's good to be back in Toronto. I'm Terry Copeland Pearsons, and I welcome you to the Kenneth Copeland Ministries Victory Campaign right here in Toronto. Glory to God. What a place to be. What a time to be here. You may be seated. For those of you that are here early to get a seat and you had no idea what's about to happen, you say, who is she and why is she up there? Is that Kenneth Copeland? Well, the answer to that is pretty much as close as I can be, I am. So I'm the oldest of the three Copeland children, and I'm very privileged to have this opportunity to stand in front of you and to help bring us together in the Word and in the Spirit. Now, is that what Jesus said the Father was looking for? He's looking for people who will come together in the Word and in the Spirit. This is formally known as pre-service prayer. Let me tell you a little bit about pre-service prayer. Traditionally, pre-service prayer would be where you come to pray about the service. And of course, we will be doing that. But I want to share something with you about you that you may not know. In 2009, the Lord directed us to go to Los Angeles. When I say us, I'm talking about our prayer, the prayer arm of Eagle Mountain Church. And he said, go there and have a Spirit-led prayer conference. And so we were on our way. But in the process of that, the Lord spoke something to me that has forever changed my thinking. And this is the way the Lord, this is his view. He said, there is something about it when people who know how to use their faith come together to pray. Now, he didn't say to me, you know, when I first heard that, I had to think about it, because my first thought was, there's something about it when people of faith come to pray. That's not what he said. He said, when people who know how to use their faith come to pray. So when the Lord says there's something about it, that means to him, there's something special about it, because things can get done for the kingdom. It's wonderful when Christians come together no matter what. There's a degree of faith because we're all Christians. And because we come together, there's a degree of love. But when we come together and know something about using our faith on purpose so that the kingdom of heaven is moved forward, the plan of God moves forward, and we are in touch with his word, and we have some understanding that whatsoever we say to the mountain, and don't doubt in our hearts, but we believe that what we say will come to pass. We have a confidence in faith. We have a confidence in the word. We have a confidence in the name. So all that to be said, yes, we'll pray about the service, but more than anything, we are here at the direction, the leadership, and the will, and even the whims of the Father. Whatever if he wants us to pray this way, we pray that way. If he wants us to pray about this, we'll pray about this. Whatever that direction goes, we want to link in together with our faith. Now, the next thing about our faith is that we, by faith, are praying together in agreement, in a place of unity. Jesus said, wherever two or more, let me see. Are there more than two in the room tonight? Yes, there are. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, there the I Am is in the midst. But it's faith in the I Am that causes him to be manifest, to show up and to do what he wants to do. And it's faith that puts us in that place of agreement. It's not because we all agree out of our heads, not because we agree on this one thing or another, but our agreement is a place that we locate in the Spirit. It's a place we locate within ourselves because it's the Holy Spirit that moves us together in agreement. We come into agreement because He is in us, and I don't have a different Holy Spirit than you do. We are divinely united by the unity of the Spirit within us. So we're going to use our faith for those things. You say, well, how do I do that? Well, you be listening and we'll learn and see more. Now, in Jesus said in Revelation, it says of Jesus that prophecy is the revelation of Jesus. Now, back in some time ago, my dad was in, where was he? He was actually in California, but in California, that's that little place just down south of Haraways. He gave this prophecy and it says, the great awakening is hanging heavy over the United States. Even tonight, this great awakening is heavy hanging around the nations of the world. But most especially, can you say especially? In this country and in Canada. This great awakening that is hanging there, it's just hanging there to be realized, to be released throughout the nation and throughout the nation of Canada. And then, in turn, throughout the rest of the world. Now, here's where we come into play. The prayer that's gone forth, the prayer that is going forth. That's where the power release is. That's where the trigger to these things is. That's the way you release them in your church. That's the way they are released in a meeting. And thus saith the Lord thy God, in this hour, the churches that are teaching and training people to pray are the churches where the explosion and the Shekinah glory of God will be manifest first. The praying churches will walk in it first. Some will say, my revival broke out there, but no answered prayer broke out over there. Well, for there to be an answer to prayer, there has to be a prayer prayed. The awakening will come out of those congregations. Praise the Lord. So we're here to stand in faith and believe that and to do our part to, he said, prayer is the trigger. It's the release. Well, we are here tonight to pull the trigger. Now, why are we spending time to talk about the Word? Because the Word, the Spirit of God moves upon the Word. He doesn't move upon His own whim. He doesn't just move arbitrarily. He moves on the will of God, which is the Word of God. So when we put the Word out to a place, especially when we come together, you know, we're not all together all the time. The Word and the Spirit moving on that Word moves us to a place of agreement. We move to a place of one accord. Now, I want to read you this scripture that the Lord shared with me back the first time I came to Canada to minister. Daniel 11:10. Oh, I like this verse. The sons of the king of the north will assemble a mighty army that will advance like a flood and carry the battle as far as the enemy's fortress. I want to know tonight, do I have any sons of the king of the north in the room tonight? Daniel 11:10, I'll read it again. The sons of the king of the north will assemble a mighty army that will advance like a flood and carry the battle as far as the enemy's fortress. Glory to God. So we are here to do kingdom business. We are here to kingdom business for God, but we're also here to do kingdom destruction to the devil's camp. Hallelujah. Now that reminded me today as I was thinking and praying over this, I was reminded that this says that we will take the battle as far as the enemy's fortress. Well, that's Old Testament. And Jesus made a declaration about the enemy's fortress. And he said, in Matthew 16, 18, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall have no defense. So we're not just going to go as far as the enemy's fortress, but we will not allow those gates to hold anything back that belongs to us. So in fact, open your Bibles. We'll look at this verse as we prepare to pray. In Matthew 16, verse 15, Jesus said to them, who do you say that I am? I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And Simon Peter replied, he jumped up and responded. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Notice he announced two distinct characteristics. Christ, which is a Greek word, you know, and sometimes we don't get the impact of that word because it's not a word that we use other than to label Jesus. But Christ means the anointed one. In the Old Testament Hebrew, it would say the Messiah, the chosen, the anointed one. But I can tell you from learning and reading Jewish thought, they were not expecting God's son. Not looking for his son, just looking for an anointed one. But Peter recognizes two very distinct positions. You are the anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ, but he added to that the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, Greek meaning a large piece of rock. And on this rock, a huge rock, the Amplified says, like the Gibraltar, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth must be what is bound on earth, and whatever, I lost my place, I'll start over. Whatever you bind on earth must be what is already bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth must be what is loosed in heaven. What is he telling us here? That here you are the anointed one, two positions, you are empowered, you are equipped, God is on you in a way that no other man we have seen, he's on. And then he said, but you are the Son of the living God. So there is an inherent position. There's an inherent quality. There's an inherent trust of authority that you have as a son. But he's not just a son, and he's not just anointed. He is a son, the son who is anointed. And those two together create a position of such authority that is unquestionable, undeniable, and irrefutable. After Jesus was raised from the dead, there was a third quality that was attributed to him, and he became King of Kings through conquering. He not only inherited his name, not only had that name conferred on him, but he got that name because he was the mighty victor in battle. But even here, he's the anointed one, and he is the son. And there is nothing greater than an empowered son or daughter. You know, in my own experience, both through the ministry, but my parents, my mom's parents owned a restaurant. And I can remember then as a child, as a grandchild, you know, of the owner, well, I could go in the kitchen. I could go behind the counter. I could go get a Coca-Cola if I wanted one and didn't have to pay. In my mind, I sort of ruled the place. But if things got busy, if there was a demand, you know what I heard? Terry, get out of the way. Get out of the way. I was not empowered behind the counter. But there comes a time growing up in ministry when I worked behind the book tables, working in ministry. I answered the phone. I gave the tours. I did whatever I was asked to do, and then up through the ranks and up through the ranks. And I mean, I wasn't given one inch of wiggle room either. I was as on time as anybody, more so. If I left early, I got in trouble if I didn't tell my supervisor. Oh, how I remember that day. And so I'm just saying, right? But over time and through learning more about who I was, my calling and my place, then there comes up higher and more responsibility, more authority, more empowerment. So not only a child, I was as much a child at the beginning as I am today, but I'm an empowered child of God, an empowered daughter of Brother Copeland, as I have grown up and learned about what Jesus called the keys of the kingdom. So then what did he say to Peter? We'll wrap up with this part as we prepare to pray. He said, Peter, I want to tell you something. Seeing Jesus and who he is, a revelation of who he is and the position he holds, is a revelation that comes to you from God. And your revelation, Peter, that God gave you about me, because of that, I'm going to reveal to you, Peter, who you are. Because you, the Father has revealed to you and trusted you with the revelation of who I am, Jesus, the Son of God, the Christ, then I'm going to reveal to you who you are. And Peter, you are a big piece of rock off of something that's a much bigger rock still. And then he said to him, and because of that revelation, when you understand who Jesus is, and you understand that you are a piece of him, when you understand that you too are an empowered, anointed child of God, he said, then I'll begin revealing to you keys of the kingdom. And with those keys, then you will be able to bind and you'll be able to loose. And there's no gate, no door, nothing that hell can do that will prevent the will of God being done when you declare it. Hallelujah. Want to say this last thing. When he said, I'll give you the keys, what do keys do? Well, they lock and they unlock. There's no gate of hell that can successfully hold back what belongs to you. That gate can't stay locked when you know the keys to the kingdom. Nor is there any gate of hell that can successfully open up and release what you have said and declared is bound and has no free course in your life, your church, your ministry, or this meeting, or the plan of God for this day and this hour that God has for Toronto and that he has for the nation of Canada and all of North America. In the name of Jesus, let's stand. Hallelujah. Somebody, Patrick, would you come up here, please? In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we want to thank you, sir, for the privilege of knowing that Jesus is the Anointed One, that all of the Spirit, he has the Spirit of God without measure. Now, just start praying with me. Let the Spirit of God, now, just you can listen to me while I'm praying, and as you pray then in the Spirit, and you hear me praying, you set your faith and you just say, yes, I agree. I agree. Yes, I agree with that. Put yourself in that agreement place that we lay hold of the things I'm praying. You're agreeing, okay? Got it? All right. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we have revelation and insight of Jesus, who is the Christ, and he is the Son of God. And that anointing that is upon him, that he can do all that you can do. He is all that you are, because the Spirit is upon him without measure. Our eyes, Lord, we pray that even tonight, as we hear Brother Copeland, that tonight, as we stand before the throne and worship, that tonight, Lord, even in this moment, our eyes are being flooded with light so that we can see and know and understand the hope of the calling and the anointing, not only that is in and on Jesus, but is in and on us. We pray, Lord, that our eyes be flooded with life so that we can understand the keys of the kingdom, so we can operate in the keys of the kingdom, so that we know how to bind what needs to be bound and how to loose what needs to be loosed. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. We thank you for the power of the Word of God. We thank you, Lord. You said that the apostles and the prophets bring revelation to us, and that according to Ephesians chapter 6, Lord, we pray as the apostle Paul said that we should pray. He said, pray at all times in the Spirit. Keep alert, watch with strong purpose, perseverance, interceding for the people, and pray for me that a freedom of utterance will be given to me, that I may open my mouth and proclaim boldly the mysteries. Lord, we pray for Brother Copeland that the power, the strength, the boldness to open his mouth, Lord, that gate of his spirit will not be closed, but it will be open, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water to us. Out of his belly will flow rivers of revelation, rivers of insight, rivers of understanding. And through that revelation, Lord, we will see who we are. Through that revelation, we will know who we are. Through that revelation, we will lay hold of the keys of the kingdom that, Lord, move the body of Christ along in your purpose and in your plan. Hallelujah. How we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hedredo karestike. Enakstakanishto karamanihe. Anglegisi adors. The doors of utterance. How we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you. Now, Lord, we pray that even as prayers in this room tonight, that in this moment that we have utterance from you to know exactly, Lord, how to pray. To know exactly in the name of Jesus. Lord, okay, I lift up. Thank you, Lord. I lift up, Lord, as this. I see that now. Thank you, Lord. That in Ephesians says to pray for the saints, then pray for Paul. So that's what we're going to do. Okay? So in the name, and just get the people in your heart, everybody coming in. But I want to remind you that through that red tally light right there, there is the Believer's Voice of Victory Network that is going around the world right now. Right now. God is doing a work right now. People watching that need answers right now. People watching that need help right now. People watching that there are assignments for. There are people have questions. People need answers. People that need to come up in who they are in Jesus. And all of that is key, if you will, to us. To the saints fully growing up in him. So we pray, Lord, for all the saints. We pray for everyone listening in the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the eyes of their understanding be so flooded with light, be so full of light. Let the light of the glorious gospel, let the light of the glory shine. Let the light of the glory shine into our eyes. Let the light of the glory impact our spirit. Let the light of the glory change our thinking. Let the light of the glory open our ears. Let the light of the glory move us in God's perfect will. Let the light of that glory unify us. Let the light of that glory teach us, instruct us. Let the light of that glory correct us, Lord. Let the light of that glory heal bodies. Transform minds, change the course of people's lives. Let the light of that glory stop the work of the enemy. Let the light of that glory deliver people out of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Hallelujah. Let the light of that glory move people forward in the plan of God. Let the light of that glory be multiplied in believer after believer after believer. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father, for the light of the glory. The light of the glory shining in our eyes, opening the eyes of our understanding. Lord, we pray tonight now for Brother Copeland as he opens his mouth boldly. And what comes out of his mouth, that, Lord, that our spirits are wide open. Our spiritual understanding is wide open. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that every spirit of confusion, I declare every spirit that would try to rob the saints, try to rob anyone in this room, try to rob any pastor, try to rob any person of the life that God has for them in this service, in this meeting, in the name of Jesus, you don't have any freedom to operate here. No freedom. No, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit, we invite you to have full freedom in this place. We invite you to have full operation in this place. We thank you, Lord, tonight that the grace of God that's in Brother Copeland will come across his lips. There'll be such a flood of grace, such a flood of grace. Thank you, Father, when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord raises a standard against him. Like a flood, he's overwhelmed. Lord, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every problem is swallowed up by the word of God. Thank you, Lord, that spirits of oppression, depression, confusion, stress, distress, every tormenting spirit is bound in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that everything said, every deed done, every note sung, every note played, that all of it together is all coming together, and it will work together for the good of this congregation because we love God and we are called. We are called. We are called, Lord, tonight in line with your purpose, and we thank you for it. Lord, we pray now over the internet signal. We pray over the satellite signal. We pray over every television station, cable outlet, iPad, iPhone, Android. Lord, I don't care if people are getting it supernaturally, if it appears in a vision. Whatever you do, Lord, we declare in the name of Jesus that those signals are enhanced. And Lord, there will be people who will find this broadcast, find this word, that, Lord, they will think that they have stumbled on something, but they are led by God, led by the Spirit, to find you, to find your word, and even, Lord, those whose arms are folded, their arms are crossed in defiance and in rebellion, but they can't let go. They can't let go. No, no, no. Oh, we thank you, Father, for that sweet liberty of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the sweet liberty, that power of the Spirit of God that sets people free, sets minds free, sets us free from traditions that have kept us in bondage. Thank you, Lord, that you are the liberator. Glory to God. Jesus is the great liberator. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you tonight, Lord, that we are a hungry people. We're here, Lord, until the last shout of amen. We're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We are not easily moved, glory to God, except by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? Now let me ask you, do you agree? Do you agree that we can expect the great I Am? Give Jesus a shout of praise.